So Connecticut's largest business organization just released its annual legislative scorecard, which tracks lawmakers' votes on key bills from this year's past legislative session. CBIA says the measures focused on affordability, healthcare, energy, workforce development, and transportation. And while lawmakers with records of 85% or higher were recognized as, quote, affordability champions, end quote, were they really? To break down this latest report is Chris Davis, Vice President of Public Policy at CBIA. Welcome back, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be with you again.
So that's the first question I have, Chris. Is that a silly thing to call lawmakers in Connecticut affordability champions after this past legislative session?
Well, there's 54 of them that we do believe did do their best to try to make Connecticut more affordable for not only their residents, but also the employers across the state. And they were lawmakers from both parties. You had a large number of Republicans, but also several Democrats in the House that voted in a way that we felt gave a signal to voters across the state that they care about affordability for the individuals here in the state, but also for the employers that employ many of our residents across Connecticut.
What would you say were some key takeaways, Chris, from this most recent data collected and released by CBIA?
So I think this is a great opportunity for voters across the state as we head into this election season, straight off of Labor Day here, that they can take a look at our scorecard and have an idea of whether or not their legislator voted to make Connecticut more affordable, to make it easier to employ people here in the state, make it easier for our economic growth to continue to grow here across our state. So by looking at our scorecard, you'll be able to see various different measures from energy to healthcare to labor policy to transportation issues to even innovation like AI adoption, and be able to see whether or not your legislator voted to make Connecticut a better place to grow your business and ultimately live here with your family.
And by the way, because I know this question is coming, yes, I will link both the 2026 state Senate voting records as well as the 2026 state House voting records. Chris, I just mentioned you can actually look through, see what your lawmakers for your town or city, how they voted, and then kind of make determinations, because you are correct, Chris. This is a major year coming up in November, not just a gubernatorial election, but also a lot of state lawmakers who want to either hold on to their seats for the Senate and the House, or are looking to take on empty seats or challenge, you know, seats that have been held for a long time. Again, and so it is important to know before we go into November. So yes, I will certainly link this to our website, voiceofct.com, so people can click on it and can discuss this further. As far as affordability, first of all, how did you guys determine, other than obviously looking at how people voted up in the state House and the state Senate, how did you guys determine sort of the efficacy or how important, you know, voting one way or another? How did you kind of come up with your data, if you will, that's part of this report?
Well, there was over 1,000 bills introduced last year, Melissa, and a couple hundred of those actually got passed and signed by the governor. So when we're looking at doing our scorecard, we're really focusing in on some of those core issues of trying to lower costs here in Connecticut or policies that make it easier to do business here. And that's how we narrowed it down to 12 bills that closely align with either CBIA's policy agenda, the Reimagine CT agenda that we released before the legislative session, and that candidates across the state signed on to our pledge 2 years ago. So we're trying to closely track those concepts and those ideas into the bills that were introduced into the legislature. Or on the other side of things, we're looking at bills that we think are going to be the most harmful to that economic growth across the state. So bills like unemployment for striking workers, bills like the climate change superfund that would be an estimated $13 billion tax assessment on employers and residents across the state with higher gasoline and fossil fuels charges. So, you know, those are the types of bills that I think give us a snapshot of what it would really take in order to make Connecticut more affordable, whether it's your legislators voting for positive bills like AI adoption for small businesses, making it easier to get permits from the Department of Environmental Protection, lowering energy costs for small businesses, or harmful bills like labor mandates that then make it that much harder to employ people here in the state.
And again, Chris Davis is here, and Chris is the Vice President of Public Policy at CBIA. And we're talking about this most recent 2026 state legislative voting records report that was just released by CBIA. As you mentioned, I thought so well before, Chris, there were some good things, right? So we saw that a lot of lawmakers on both sides of the aisle did want to vote for change as far as affordability was concerned. However, the scorecards do reflect that lawmakers' actions on policies that did not pass also do matter, right? So where did we miss the mark? Where would you say we really missed a good opportunity to maybe put politics aside and do what was best for Connecticut during the session, but it just didn't happen?
Well, one of the bills that's on our scorecard and has been an issue that we at CBIA have been talking about for a number of years is trying to make health care more affordable, especially for our small business employees across the state. So there was, yet again, the bill for association health plans came up for a vote, passed through the insurance committee with large amount of bipartisan support, got to the appropriations committee, which is, of course, one of the largest committees in the legislature, and ultimately got voted down by that committee. And I think that's really where there was that failure, that kind of partisanship, that kind of uninformed voting, or perhaps maybe some of the talking points on the other side that really were not well informed to know that this is actually a policy that will make it easier and more affordable for our small business employees across the state to be able to afford their health care. And unfortunately, yet again, it's another time where Connecticut really lost the chance to have that affordable health care available for their employees across the state. And we're really hopeful that heading into the next legislative session, given that it did get through at least one committee positively, that we'll have another discussion about it next year. But I would say that that is one of the biggest lost opportunities that these legislators let slip by this last legislative session.
We're chatting with Chris Davis, the Vice President of Public Policy at CBIA, and Connecticut's largest business organization just released its annual legislative scorecard, which tracked lawmakers' votes on key bills from this year's session. It was specifically 12 bills. And you were just talking before, Chris, about health care costs. What, you know, just to kind of double down on this, what could lawmakers have done realistically to really lower the cost for employers and employees when it comes to health care, especially as we are right now waiting to see what's going to happen with insurance carriers and what rates they're going to be giving to people during open enrollment, or offering, I shouldn't say giving it, they're not giving anything, offering to people who are going to be in open enrollment?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned before, the concept of allowing those small businesses to come together and purchase their insurance as one big employer so they can have access to some of the best health care at the lowest costs across the state would have been the really opportunity to really drive that cost savings that we need to have for our employees across the state. So association health plans would have been part of that solution to be able to achieve that kind of affordability in healthcare. But there's other opportunities for legislators to really take a closer look at what those costs are. And, you know, a recent report from the Office of Legislative Research just showed that there's 81 mandates on your health insurance coverage that are required. And some of them are make a lot of sense. Cancer screenings, biomarker testing, other types of things that are required. But each one of those does add cost. And legislators really do need to take a closer look at what those health care costs are when they're passing these types of mandates. And Connecticut has some of the highest level of mandates. We love our health care coverage, but with that comes a cost. And legislators really need to be making sure that they balance what the benefits are, sometimes for very few people, and the costs are for everyone.
So another thing, not to switch gears too quickly, Chris, but I want to make sure I maximize my time with you. I know CBIA is also releasing a new consumer survey. What is that about?
So we teamed up with the University of New Hampshire, who has for a number of years been polling consumers here in Connecticut to get a consumer confidence for our state. And we're partnering with them for the first time, and we'll be releasing that very soon with a closer look at, you know, how do the consumers here in Connecticut feel about Connecticut's economy and what kind of policy ideas can we then spur from that, knowing that that's the sentiment that individuals have. Are they the most concerned about health care costs? Are they most concerned about energy costs? You know, what are the things that are driving their activities, their kind of desire to have that type of economic growth that we need? What do we need to do in order to achieve that? So we're really looking forward to releasing the consumer survey very soon in the next few days so that individuals across the state, lawmakers, policymakers, residents, business owners can all see what consumers here in Connecticut really care about.
I mean, inevitably, I this is, again, I haven't seen the survey yet. As you mentioned, Chris, it hasn't been released just yet. But just from a gauging standpoint as a journalist and connecting with a lot of people, specifically Fairfield County, the Valley, and lower New Haven County, I can guarantee you health care, to your point earlier, is going to come up, especially because of this time of year. And what would you reiterate to lawmakers? You know, between this report that's going to be coming out and your most recent one from CBIA looking at the wins and the losses when it comes to affordability legislation, what would you like lawmakers to focus on in 2027 when it comes to the next legislative session?
Well, I think the surveys will show, both this survey and our upcoming Survey of Connecticut Businesses that will be released at our Economic Summit on September 17th will show that, you know, people care about those very issues that you just mentioned, healthcare as being one of the top issues that needs to be solved here in Connecticut, the cost of energy being one of the top issues that needs to be solved here in Connecticut, and the ability for businesses to be able to access services and be able to effectively get their permitting and really move forward with economic growth. So I think those types of things are going to be reflected in both of our consumer survey and in our business survey coming up. But it's important for voters across the state to also hold their legislators accountable. The idea that while you're out working, you're doing what you need to do, your lawmakers are making decisions that have a direct impact on your everyday costs and what kind of access your family has to either affordable health care, affordable energy, jobs across the state. So it's important for voters across the state to take a look at our scorecard and really determine, like, while they were working, what were their policymakers doing and were they actually working for them?
Well, and another thing that I think is important to note here, and again, Chris Davis is here with CBIA, I was reading in the report that a lot of the issues that we're talking about with affordability and so on and accountability was actually highlighted in CBIA's 2026 Reimagined CT Policy Solution, which was really a package of recommendations that had a lot of bipartisan support, but again, missed the mark in passing fully. So what does that kind of say to you, Chris, that even if you have the experts come to the table, whether it's law enforcement coming to the table to talk about police accountability and other laws that connect to them, or teachers coming to the table to talk about things that need to happen in the schools, or even, dare I say, business experts coming to the table and saying, hey, you want to talk about affordability? We have your answers. And while you have bipartisan support but behind closed doors, it doesn't come to fruition on the floor necessarily. What does that tell you?
Well, it's a situation where policymakers really need to be putting their constituents and the idea of true affordability first. I mean, right now, unfortunately, oftentimes you have a real partisan view on some really important issues like energy, like healthcare, like workforce development and labor mandates that make it very difficult to cut through the noise and be able to come to sound policy. And thankfully, we have 54 lawmakers that we labeled as affordability champions that did that. They cut through the noise. They looked at the policy. They made the right decisions to try to make Connecticut greater. However, there's 187 lawmakers across the state. So we need more and more lawmakers to be really looking at the policies that they're passing, not because they have some kind of national talking point or some sort of organized group or special interest group is telling them certain things that may or may not be true about each one of these bills. But we need these policymakers to be actively looking at each one of these policies and asking themselves every single time they vote, does this make Connecticut more affordable? Does this make Connecticut's economy grow? And unless they do so, we're going to continue down this path where it's going to be more and more expensive here in Connecticut, and our labor market's going to tighten, and our economy is going to struggle to grow like it has the last several years.
I also think ahead of the election in November, I think it's important that you read reports like this, to your point, Chris, because when you talk about 54 lawmakers out of more than 180 of them that are doing what would be best for the constituents, not necessarily the politics or the party, I think that's a big deal, because that's not even 30% of our lawmakers. But it is, I think, important to note that there were lawmakers in both parties that were identified in these reports by CBIA that are doing that. They are saying, hey, what makes sense for my constituents? That should matter to you. And so I think it's important to go and look at these two lists. Again, I have linked them to our website, voiceofct.com. And before you go to the polls in November, really look and see, hey, does my lawmaker care about what I am saying? Does my lawmaker go up to Hartford and say one thing and do another? And if so, do I need to reevaluate if this person is effective or not? That should matter. And I think there are lawmakers on both sides here in Connecticut that are saying, hey, I don't have to look at the national party. I have to look at what's working for my town or city or my constituents. And that's how they are voting. And that should matter to you. And so, Chris Davis, I want to thank you and CBIA for the work that you do. As I mentioned to you at home, if you would like to read through those two the two pieces of data that came from CBIA, these reports, I'm going to link them to our website, voiceofct.com, and certainly something to keep note of ahead of November's election. Chris, thank you so much again. We appreciate it.